for a community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
Presentation of Jazz Boulevard.
Bonjour tout le monde. Minasan. Konbanwa. Welcome to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio coming to you from the heart of jazzy Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I'm Moss Taylor. This week, show number 887. And if you can't stay for the whole program or you miss part of it, you'll find a link to this week's podcast along with playlist information at the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. On the site, you'll also find our links to social media, where if you like the show, you can hit that like button on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, we're at Jazz Boulevard. And if you'd like to see some of the album art from the artists we're playing on the show, check out our Instagram page, where some of the CD covers are being posted. Well, hard to believe we've arrived at the end of another season of the show, the 17th year of Jazz Boulevard wrapping up this week. Been quite a year. Each week, the show has attempted to bring a bit of normal to abnormal times, to provide an escape from the headlines, to remember music exists, artists exist, and beauty exists, and there will be life after COVID. And I think that's the only time I've actually said that word on the show. Yes, there will be life after COVID. And as we head into our summer hiatus, stay tuned for our summer series of encore presentations of the show from the Jazz Boulevard archive, and new production will return in September. And coming up on the program this week, we'll get to some Latin jazz from trombonist Wayne Wallace, also sample some music from pianist Fred Hirsch working with the WDR Big Band, and coming up in the opening set, a new album coming out over the summer from Cellar Live Records and the group The Nightcrawlers. So hope you can stay for the whole show. We'll start this week with some music from singer and guitarist John Pizzarelli off of an album he put out called Double Exposure, Jazz Classics with Music from the Pop World. And this is a mashup of Kind of Blues' So What with a 73 hit from Seals and Crofts' Diamond Girl.
Diamond Girl, you sure do shine. Glad I found you. Glad you're mine.
Oh, my love, you're like a precious stone, part of earth, where heaven has rained upon. Makes no difference where you are, day or night time, you're like a shining star. And how could I shine about you that I am? Oh, diamond girl. could never find another one like you. Part of me is deep down inside you. Can't you feel the whole world's turning? We are real, we are burning. Diamond girl, now that I found you, well, it's about you.
to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Our opening set wrapping up with music from pianist and arranger Antonio Adolfo off his album Hiberedo, from Rio to Wayne Shorter. We heard Afro Samba, some solo work from trumpet player Jesse Sadok. Music from trumpet player Thomas Marriott before that, an album he put out on Origin Records in 2018 called Romance Language. The track Alibi Room featured some vibes playing from Joe Locke. Before that, a new album coming out over the summer from the group The Nightcrawlers on Cell Alive Records, their album Do You Know a Good Thing? We heard the track 1974 Blues. And the group is tenor player Corey Weeds, guitarist Dave Sekula, organist Chris Gestrin, drummer Jesse Cahill, and percussionist Jack Duncan. And while that group has been on hiatus for a couple years as a performing unit, the great COVID pause caused them to get hungry to get back in the studio and play together. That was music recorded out in Vancouver, November 2020. And the set started with music from singer and guitarist John Pizzarelli. Off his album Double Exposure, we heard Diamond Girl, with some solo work from trumpet player Tony Cadlick.